50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim, very kindly, Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And, of course, Starkey's Car of the Week. Every Wednesday, brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him. You go to our website between noon, Wednesday through Friday, our contesting page at 93.7thefan.com for your chance to win. All right, Bob, you were going to make a point about Fields and Wilson. My fear, quite frankly, moving forward, and I'm a Russell Wilson guy, and I thought Fields was okay yesterday, you know, good enough to win that particular game, is the old story when you have two quarterbacks, you have none, right?
Yes, and that's why it's important that Russell Wilson gets a chance. You know, I could see if you had seen him, you know, Austin here wants to put Fields in right now. I would, if I knew Russell Wilson had struggled this year, then got hurt, I might be willing to do that. But I haven't seen him. I want to see him in this offense. I want to see what he can do with Arthur Smith calling the shots, and I haven't seen it. We haven't been able to other than one series in a preseason. That was it. So this is important, I think, for him, for them. So if he's healthy, and I think he will be, he came close to playing yesterday. He wanted to play yesterday. I think he'll play, and I'm going to be anxious to see the results of it.
What'd you think of Arthur Smith's game plan,
first,
his performance
first half,
yesterday?
It looked like a carryover of what we saw last year. But then, you know, I know what he is, and I think he sets up play action. Play action is going to be big for this team if they execute things right. So, again, though, I worry about the depth of wide receiver. Roman Wilson can't get here fast enough if he's going to get back this week. They need more options in that department because sooner or later, people are just going to say, you're not going to let George Pickens beat,
right,
period. You're going to take him away, and now somebody else has to come.
I want to see Najee and Jalen more involved in the pass game, even down the field a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, that was supposed to be one of Najee's strengths. I mean, I think it is one of his strengths. It showed in his rookie year.
And Jalen Warren, every time he gets the ball in stride, you put it right on, he has a head of steam.
Yeah.
And he comes after you like a bowling ball.
I did like some of the play action stuff that they did. The end around to Pickens, whatever you want to call that play, was disastrous. I don't think that's the best use of him, quite frankly.
No, but 10-yard loss or not, it's a big loss.
He loosened the reins a little bit in the second half, and I thought that 72-yard drive, was it 78, something like that?
With no points, but they...
But they took a ton of time off.
Yeah, like 7.5.
Their defense was, you're right, in good position down there. They put their defense in a pretty good position to win yesterday and to do their best work. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 76 today with sunny skies. What about tonight? The Jets out in the Bay Area. Aaron Rodgers' hometown. What do you think, Bob?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers can be totally healthy this year and, you know, do what he does, that can be a very formidable team. They got a lot of weapons, so I wouldn't discount them. But San Francisco is my team. They are loaded for bear. And if they don't do it this year, you know, last year they had their chance. This year, with everyone back, they gave away a ton of money, knowing that Brock Purdy next year will be in this boat. They may have to make some cap casualty decisions on certain players next year. This is their year for them. They have it right there. I think they're the best team in the NFC. I know there are some other good challengers there, but I like San Francisco to win this game tonight.
I'm just fascinated to see if this guy ever plays a good game for them, ever plays for them. Yeah. Are we ever going to see Aaron Rodgers light it up, even for one game with the Jets? You know what I mean? Is he going to make it through the game? Remember last year what a story that was when that happened against the Bills? It was crazy.
Came in carrying the Jets flag, and then he got planted.
If he's even good, doesn't have to be great, I think they have a chance to do some severe damage, but I don't know that that's ever going to happen. We're ever going to see it. So this game carries great intrigue for me.
Pony and Donnie has the Jets winning the division.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It would surprise me with just the way that Buffalo has played over the last however many years it's been. I'm fascinated to see Rodgers against that lethal defense, but also another year, Brock Purdy, MVP candidate last year.
Most talented team in the league. Thank you, Bob.
He'll come back and do the same.
That's why they need to win this year. Because next year, he's going to make a lot of money, and they're going to have to make some decisions.
We're done. Another 45 seconds.
Play your insult of Bob, if you have it there. Was this an insult, Bob? Is that what you're leaving with? That
so,
you were
yes.
insulted? I complimented your new glasses. I sensed you were sensitive wearing
I'm
them.
I'm sensitive wearing them, yes.
And he downgraded your look from great to good. If indeed he has that. And now we're running out of time and I'm going to get in trouble. I think he's sabotaging me because he knows this is going to be bad.
I think look, they're absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good. But
there, that's all. That's all I need to hear.
That's
the insult,
Bob. That was
Bob.
It. It was an insult.
Wow.
And you would
I said
think
you look good, young, and it's an insult.
It is an insult.
Because you went from great to good.
Did you want me to say incredible and upstand you?
I said,
couldn't go above you, because then that would make you look bad. I was trying to look after your interests.
He looks great.
All you had to say was, I agree. You downgraded great to good.
And it's the way you said it. Thank you, Austin.
The way you said it.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Bob. Goodbye.